This is The Record.
I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm David Hyde. It's day two of the country's first government shutdown since 1996. Earlier today, I spoke with Rick Larson. He represents Washington State's 2nd Congressional District. And he started out explaining how the impact is affecting his district here in Washington State.
We've got some great assets like the National Park up in the San Juan Islands. And the San Juan Islands National Historical Park is closed. We've also got two great Navy bases, and the Navy bases have started to furlough people directly as a result of the government shutdown. And I guess probably the more heart-wrenching story is something we got in on Facebook the other day about a mom whose son came back from his Head Start program on Monday and said that it might be closed, a little kid telling his mom that Head Start might be closed because of the government shutdown.
As you know, House Republicans are offering to keep certain parts of the government open. What are your thoughts about that?
I think that's a terrible idea. We are one country. We are not a country made up of parts of government agencies. And my point is, we're all in or we're not all in. If they can put legislation on the floor to keep just national parks open or just the VA open or just the city of Washington, D.C. open, then they can put one bill on the floor to keep everything open.
Polls are saying this shutdown is not very popular, but with redistricting, members from both parties now have much safer districts, as you know, including yourself. So in a lot of cases, your colleagues may not be that worried about losing in the next election, and I'm wondering what role that political consideration is playing in where Congress is today on this shutdown.
I think it goes deeper than that. I think your question is certainly onto something, but it goes deeper than that because the lack of competitive districts in this country actually forces members of Congress in those non-competitive districts farther to their left or farther to their right, depending upon what kind of district they are. What you hear from some of my Tea Party colleagues is that they're concerned about getting challenges from the right, legitimate challenges from their right, and these guys are going as far right as you can by shutting the government down, and it's still not enough for potential challengers in their own districts. I mean, that is a problem in this country, and it really does cry for redistricting reform if we can drive that nationally. Unfortunately, the Constitution's kind of clear about states having authority over drawing lines.
We were also talking around here about what a government shutdown actually looks like from a member of Congress's perspective. We were thinking there's probably not a lot of bowling going on today. What are you actually doing?
We've been working on things all year, working on issues all year, trying to get co-sponsors for bills to expand exports. We have an immigration reform bill that we've introduced today, a comprehensive immigration reform bill. And the people who work in my district offices in Everett and Bellingham are still continuing to answer the phones of folks who have, you know, a Social Security issue or a visa issue or a Medicare issue. So we're still open for business because there's still work to be done for the district. On top of that, we're trying to sort through to try to find a solution to this, what I would argue is a Republican-led shutdown of government.
And I wanted to ask about that. Do you get a chance to talk to some of your Republican counterparts from the congressional delegation here in Washington State?
I do once in a while. I haven't talked to them so much about the shutdown, but I have talked to other Republicans I just spend more time with because of committee assignments, talk to them about what we can do to get past this. And there are some Republicans who do want to move beyond this. Unfortunately, if the Republican-led majority holds to this so-called Hastert rule, where they need a majority of the majority to move on something, then we're not going to see the Republicans move, because right now a majority of the Republicans don't want to reverse the shutdown.
Well, given that, how long do you expect this thing to last?
I'm not going to make any predictions on that. Unfortunately for folks, I don't want to raise expectations on that it's going to be sooner rather than later. But I do think that each day that goes by, and we're now into day two, there's an increasing number of reports from Republican offices that they're getting inundated with emails and phone calls about turning this thing around. And that's what it's going to take in order for the representatives to hear.
It's Rick Larson. He represents Washington State's 2nd Congressional District. You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde.